Is order?
Are we recording? Okay, I'm talking to Pastor.
Pastor George. He's got it on.
There it is. It's
okay,
on
well, praise God. I never see what y'all see anyway, so go for it.
Oh my gosh.
It's on.
Amen.
Amen.
God is good. I mean, on so many levels, God is so good.
Yes, he is.
And I just want to give God that moment, you know, right now. I just want to give him that moment.
Yes.
Of his holiness, you know, and just coming into alignment and coming into agreement one with another.
Yes.
About him.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is a holy God. He is a holy God.
Yes.
He wants us to be one with him. He wants us to come into understanding of what he is wanting us to know. He wants us to be whole.
Yes, he
does. I just want us to take a moment and just reflect on the goodness of the Lord and his desire, not our desire, but his desire that we would be made whole. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He wants us whole. He wants his body whole. He wants us all to be in alignment with him and one with him. And I just give God thanks at the moment because there's so many things that have come against us in our thinking and against us in the trainings and the different preachings and teachings that we have heard. And instead of those teachings bringing us closer to the Father, they have in actuality taken us further away only because we don't understand. That's what keeps us distant or away because we lack the understanding. And as I was getting prepared this morning, and the Lord spoke to me about something that it was like along the lines of when Nicodemus came to see Jesus by night and was asking him questions. And I can recall that, you know, someone came to me by night asking me questions. And they were asking me, how did you learn these things? How did you come into the understanding of the things that you're talking about? And I explained to them what I had to do. And when I told them what I had to do, they became sad.
My Lord.
They became sad. And, you know, I'm just full of the Lord right now in his presence. But I'm just saying, because of the price that had to be paid for what God wanted to do in the life of his people.
Yes, yes.
And we think sometimes it's a simple thing, but it's not a simple thing because it caused me to be alienated from my family.
Come on, come on.
It caused me, I need tissue. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Huh?
Go ahead.
To be alienated from my family. It caused me to be alienated from friends. It caused me not to be able to be associated with certain things.
Come on,
and
come on, Pastor.
No matter what happened, I had to carry this with me.
Yes.
You know, and just carry it, carry it. And, you know, God wanted me to hold on.
Yes.
Just letting him use you.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit
use
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
What did you say, Elder? I didn't hear what you
just
said.
Go ahead and speak it because I'm feeling it with you in the midst. The Lord is right here.
You know.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, when you get the so when God give you something to this degree and it's what he wanted everybody to know, but they're not willing.
Uh-huh.
Their heart is not right.
That's right.
Their heart is not right. I dropped my glasses. Hold on. Dropped my glasses. Lost my Bible. What?
That's all right.
You know, and think that, you know, the kingdom is about sacrifice.
Yes.
In some areas, you will find yourself giving up something. Sometimes it's relationships. Sometimes it's your own hours of being to yourself. You know, it's just certain things that you have to give and give up if you want what God wants you to have.
Come on now.
And it's not always about sitting somewhere listening to somebody, you know, preach and spit at you. It's about the time that you have to be with God and be in his presence and hear what he is saying to you.
Amen.
For whatever that purpose may be. But when I think of, you know, I think about all of that, you know, because one of my major things was rejection, you know, and I had to come through all of that. And it was so amazing because rejection started even in my childhood.
Come on.
And I had to come through rejection and come through rejection and keep on standing on the belief and keep standing on what God was saying.
Amen.
And if I did not do that, this conversation that we're having and will continue to have would not be had in the way that I'm having it. Not saying that's not being had by others, but not in the way that I'm giving it out. And so I wanted to kind of say that because we have to think about we're sowing, and you cannot get anything from the kingdom if you are not a sower. But there are distinctions to that because we've been sowing the word. When you sow the word, you get the word. If you understand what I'm saying, it gets sown into your heart.
Right.
But when you want something from the kingdom, your mind has to be transformed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Your mind has to be changed.
Yes.
And I'm not talking, you know, not like, oh, okay, we're going to do surgery. I'm talking about you got to think different.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think outside the box. And so what we've been doing is being comfortable sowers.
Uh-huh.
We've been sowing in comfort on 285 because the way we're sowing, the blessings of God come upon you. And you stay in the realm of being blessed. But as far as great manifestation, it requires a different level of sowing.
Amen.
It requires a different level of understanding, and I will explain that because, say, for example, there's a scripture that talks about the things that, and I can show that to you because it's Mark chapter 7, round about verse, let me see if that's where it is. Or did I write it down? I know I wrote it down. Yeah, okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Round about verse 18. I mean, you can write that down because I'll go look at that in a little while. But it was talking about the things that you see are the temporary. You know that scripture. The things that you see are temporary, right?
Amen.
And the things that you don't see are eternal. I'm trying to get my screen to come back to where it was. Okay. I'm acting like Felicia now. What's going on here? Right. The things that you don't see are the eternal things. And so it's always been for me, well, how do you get that? How do you access that? Because, for example, let's just use a good example. Jesus Christ died for our sins.
Yes, it is.
He rose from the grave. 3 days later, he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. You know, we know the drill, making intercession. He died for our, you know, the Bible says that he died for the advancement of the kingdom. So the kingdom of God is at hand. And to the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached. Until the gospel is preached, you know, the end can't come. As much as you might want Jesus to come, until the gospel is preached to the four corners of the earth, it's just not going to happen.
That's right.
You know, but he came talking about the gospel of the kingdom. And what we got was the good news of the kingdom, right? Well, what's the good news? The good news is that you can be healthy. You can be wealthy. You can be at peace. You can have joy. Those are the things that he came to bring us.
Amen.
So why doesn't the body have it? Why don't you have peace?
Come on now.
Why don't you have joy?
Come on.
Why don't you have health? If Jesus came and brought it to us, why don't we have it? So there got to be something that we are not doing, or we're not understanding, that we're not accessing what he wants us to access.
My Lord.
And, of course, it's right there in Mark chapter 4. where it talks about if you don't understand this basic parable, if you don't understand this basic thing, you're not going to understand anything else that I want to try to teach you. And so we have to think about it along those lines. So if tithing is not the answer, right?
All right.
All right.
Tithing ever since you've been black. All right, or Asian, or whatever it is that we may be, we've been tithing all our lives because we was taught. If offerings is not doing it, right?
Hmm. All right.
And so what we do with offerings, we give into these things that they tell us to give into, and we get a moment. We get a moment. Something happens in the moment, right? You know, they talk the 7 days, this going to happen or whatever, and we would be caught up in the moment. Right? But it wasn't an everlasting situation. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, them 7 days went by seven times, and we never saw the end of giving those offerings. Okay?
All right.
So that's not it. So then it turns out that it is the seed. Right? Because so is the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. As if a man would cast seed. So he said, so is the kingdom. This is the example of the kingdom, right? That you cast seed. But what are you sowing for, right? Now, we start out, people, with, you know, I want you to just get to Isaiah 55 and 1. We start them out there because, for the most part, people coming in is just as green as the trees, you know? So you really want to just get them going in terms of favor and get them turning in the direction of the Lord. And, you know, we have to have something to that people can easily understand. And so we start them out with sowing on a daily basis, you know, different things like that. And what happens is they get freaked out because you get a return. So if you get a return on a small thing, why wouldn't we get a return on the big thing?
Amen.
Right? But we are looking at those small things. You know, we blessed. You know, we thank God for the blessing. We can pay our bills. We can buy, you know, we can get our cars. But we still got the debt.
That's true.
And the kingdom is not about debt. So that means there's more if we want it. There's more that we need to do to get to what God wants us to have. What does he say? God takes pleasure in our prosperity.
Amen.
Right? Because we are his kids. And don't nobody, like, you know, my daughters or whatever, they get married or whatever. I don't want to see my kids running around tattered clothes married to some man who can't take care of them.
That's true.
So God don't want us out here representing him, and we look like we ain't being taken care of by the
Father. Come on. Come on.
Because in the world, it's like, we don't want none of what y'all got because he ain't doing nothing for y'all. So why would I get involved in something where he ain't working for you?
But that's true.
And we just haven't gotten to that place where we understand what God wants you to have, how he wants you to get there. And so go to Mark chapter 11. This is another one that we know it by heart. Raised on it. Know all about it. I think it's, what did I say? Mark chapter 11.
Yeah.
Mark chapter 11.
Yeah.
Verse 23. I think it's verse 23 and 24. Right now, I'm just pulling it up online. I'll let y'all see what I'm looking at shortly. But it's on Mark chapter 11 and 23. But I think I want 24, verse 24. I just want to pull that out for a minute because. Wait a minute. Am I in the right place? Oh, okay. It just, y'all can't see what I'm saying. Mark 11, 24. I'm going to do the King James first. And I'm going to open this up so you can see what I'm looking at too. Which is, I'm just looking at the Bible online. That's all. But I will put a share on here so you can see it. What I'm looking at. Mark 11:24, because, you know, God said it many times, just put me to the test, you know? He always telling us, put me to the test, put me to the test. right? He's saying, see, there was this thing that I would always say, and this is like how I would know. But I would say, I just want you to desire a red pencil.
Good News Bible.
And that was just not a green pencil, not a blue pencil. But I say, I want you to get a red pencil. Ask the angels to bring it to you. Because I so believe the kingdom is close to me. It's so close to me that when I ask for something, it comes to me. And we have to stop going after things. I'm going to say that again.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stop chasing things and saying we're not chasing it when we are.
My Lord.
We got to stop saying that we're not chasing when we are chasing, because we don't know how to allow the kingdom of God to serve us.
My God.
And we have to learn to let the kingdom serve us. And the way that happens is through sowing. And that's how it's done. Now, we're at Mark 11 and 24, and I'm just showing a basic thing, because the most important places when it comes to understanding the kingdom in a demonstrated fashion is through Christ Jesus and him in those first four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The kingdom is talked about in the Old Testament, of course, but the demonstrated kingdom that was walked out is Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He demonstrated the kingdom. He spoke kingdom to us. We didn't hear him, but that's what he was saying.
Uh-huh.
In Mark chapter 4:11-24, and we've seen this more than 150,000 times, I'm sure. And it says, therefore, I say to you that whatsoever you desire. Now, what does that mean right there? And I want you to write that thought down. What does it mean to desire, right? It's something that you want. Okay? It says, whatsoever you desire when you pray, right? So you pray with that desire, right? And believe that you receive them, right?
Right.
And you shall have them. That's what he says right there. Right? Isn't that what it says? I mean, it's very clear. It says that, but we don't have the things we desire. We don't even have good health. We got to fight for health. We got to fight for peace of mind. We got to pray that we get our mind right and all this carrying on. Why are we doing that? Because we don't understand the kingdom. We don't understand the administration of the seed, and we don't understand the way God's kingdom operates. That's why. And until we do understand that, we're always going to be in this place of just wondering how things work when God is already got it right there in the scriptures how it works. And you cannot be a seed sower holding on to seed. You're not considered a seed sower if you don't sow out. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
You're not a sower.
Amen.
You have to release. You have to let go of the seed in order for it to produce. And you have to say out of your mouth what it is that you're saying this seed is for. To administrate is to make sure that everything that passes through your hands that God has given you responsibility over, you speak to it and say what the job is. This is for groceries. This is for whatever you want it to be for, but you have to name it. And before Amen. You do that, guess what you have to do? You have to bless it.
Okay.
Everything in your hands, you have to bless it. Because it the money is like, it's a part of the world system. And you're not a part of the world system, but you got the world system's money. What are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to transfer it into the kingdom. In order for that to happen, you got to bless it.
Amen.
Every single dollar, everything that you have to give it over to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And how do you do that? You have to do it by faith, right?
Amen.
You got to get your faith working right. You got to get it acting right. Mm-hmm. You can't be wavering. You got to know how to, you have to know how to go into the realm of the spirit. What does that mean? You got to go into the Holy Ghost. You got to go in there speaking in tongues.
Amen.
You can't pretend with it. You can't be like, well, I'm just going to talk in English. No, you can't do that. You have to go into the realm of the spirit by the spirit. There are certain things that you're going to want. When you pray, you have to pray in the spirit is what I'm saying. Okay? Because Amen. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the thing that you don't see is eternal. What does that mean? The thing that you don't see is in the realm of the spirit. And if you want it out of the spirit to manifest in the earth, you're going to have to speak in the spirit to get it.
All right.
That's what you got to do.
Glory to God.
Did you understand what I'm saying here?
Amen.
You have to speak in the realm. You have to speak in the Holy Ghost to get it. You can talk. You can cry. God don't care. Nothing about your tears. He don't care. What he cares about you is understanding the administration of his government, that you understand how his system works, that you understand how to advance his kingdom. That's what he cares about. That's what the angels of God will respond to. They're not going to respond to your tears. He responds to the law. And so what is the first five books of the Bible was considered the law. What did the law do? The law came alive in the New Testament.
Amen.
And then what happened? The law was put on a tree. Come on with me. The law was put on a tree, crucified. The law was crucified, right?
Yes.
And came back alive.
Right.
It became an eternal thing. And now it's at the right hand of the Father, but it's still the law of God, but it's a spiritual law.
Amen.
And we have to think about what has happened. There was a manifestation. There was a change that took place from that natural thing, which we can look at with our eyes. And it was temporary.
Uh-huh.
But it was taken to a spiritual place.
Amen.
But it's still relevant to us today if we want something done in the earth.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we need to understand it. We need to know how to access it, and we have to have our heart and our mind right.
Amen.
It's just everything got to be correct.
Thank you, Lord.
And everybody's not going to get this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Jesus said, whosoever will.
Right.
Because everybody's not going to get it. Everybody's not going to understand it. And people try to take it to a natural place. But this is an eternal moment that if you're not in the realm of the spirit, you cannot have it.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, there's another place I'm going to go to, which is the scripture talks about if any two be on earth touching and agreeing. Tell me where that's at, scholars, before I go looking for it. Because if you don't know, I'll just look it up because I don't know right now. Touching and agreeing, right? Let's see, where is that?
Where is it?
Yeah, see, I got the internet up. So Matthew 18, let's go there. This is what we. I don't like these people right here too much. I want the Bible Hub. I like them. Let's see. So I know it's Matthew 18, right? 18:19. So I'll just put in Bible Hub. Myself. And when it talks about that, right? And we like, you know, we preach these messages, you know what I mean? We know this stuff. We know it, but we know it in a natural sense when we should be knowing these things spiritually. Because now the law, yes, it was changed, but it was changed spiritually. It didn't disappear just because you wanted to disappear. It just changed. 18 and 19, I believe, is what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so here's Jesus, and this is important. When we're looking at how the kingdom operates, we have to look at what Jesus is talking about. And we go over and we look at the other guys who were, you know, second generation learners of what Jesus taught them. But you want to know an original, what the original thing was, then you got to talk to the lawgiver. Right? The living law. Now, we know Moses is considered the lawgiver, but the law was given by God.
Amen.
And so Matthew 18, I'm just going to look at it. Let me look at it in King Jimmy right now. Let's see what Jimmy said. 18. All right. Verily I say unto you, right? Jesus speaking. Whatsoever you shall, is that what I want? Yeah. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, right? So right here, we're talking about agreement. So why is it that what you calling down from heaven don't show up? Hello, right? Why isn't that happening more than, you know what the thing is? Let me pause right here. The thing is, and I said this on last night, is that these things were happening for us, and we couldn't duplicate them, okay? We saw them happen like it would be some great thing would happen, and it would, or we would look at it and call it a miracle or something like that, but we couldn't duplicate it because we didn't know how it happened. Because we didn't have the blueprint. We didn't have the way things, you know, we didn't understand. So we could never duplicate the blessing that came to our lives. Because we didn't understand the administration of the kingdom. We just happened to be lucky. When you got your bill paid, when you know, it was a last minute thing, when you know, you didn't get hit by that car, or this didn't happen, or that didn't happen. It wasn't because, you know, you was administering the kingdom. It was because the kingdom was taking care of you until you learned about it. In 19, it says, again, I say to you that if two of you, right, shall agree on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father, which is in heaven. The thing about it is no seed has been given. Seed has to be given. Why does seed have to be given? Right? Seed has to be a part of what you're doing. Because there's got to be something that you can see. You got to be able to see this thing. Go to Ecclesiastes. I guess it's Ecclesiastes around chapter 4. I think I can look at that from here. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 or 11. One or two. I think it's 11, but we'll see. Is 11. Thank you, sir. Is y'all still there? Because I can't see nobody.
Yes.
So I'm just, you know.
We still here.
Okay.
We still here.
I don't see nobody. I'm telling you, I don't see nobody, which is probably good. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Interesting point. Interesting story. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Now, Here's something else, and we need to take these that we're talking about today, go back and listen to the recording, study these things out so that God can show you something that you might not have known about. Because if you want to go into that next dimension of God, you're going to have to learn how to do this God's way. You're going to have to start understanding the administration of the kingdom. You're going to have to understand how things work. So in verse 1, it says, cast your bread. What bread? All you got is what it would be considered bread. Your bread is your money, right? Cast your bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to 7, also to 8. For you don't know what evil shall be given upon the earth or shall come upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall toward the south or towards the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. Right? wherever the tree falls, that's where it's going to be. But look at this here. This is what I want y'all to see. He who observes the wind shall not sow. Which means, first of all, you can't see the wind. Can't see wind. And so we're looking for something. And you're not supposed to be out here looking for something. Your job is to administrate the kingdom. You got to believe that God is, or the kingdom is, and the kingdom is a rewarder of those that diligently seek it. You cannot separate God from the kingdom, nor Jesus, nor the Holy Spirit. They all work together. So I may be using interchangeable words, but we know that God is God. And besides him, there is no other. Then it says, he that regards the clouds shall not reap. Well, that's real simple. Because you can see the clouds, right? That's something you can see. So you see the cloud, you're thinking, well, it's too late to go outside now. It's too late to sow. It's too late to go to get what the blessing is supposed to be because it's about to rain. I can see that. So we can't go according to what we feel. And we can't sow, you know, we can't sow according to our feelings. And we will not reap according to what we see. That means that these things are in the realm of the spirit. And you cannot pull them out of the realm of the spirit talking English.
All right.
As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit. Or how the bones grow in the womb of her that is with child. Even so, you don't know the way God is making things work in the background. So, in the morning, sow your seed. This is the step that you have to do. Sow your seed. In the morning, that's before, without, it doesn't matter. What you see, it just at the start, you begin the sowing process in the morning at first light, however you want to say it. Morning is the start of something. In the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, don't be so you can't reap. You can't reap. Don't hold back your hand. But you don't know. Which one shall prosper you? Either this or that. You don't know if it's, you know, you're sowing and you're prospering in the sowing or are you prospering in the reaping. You don't know. Because the Bible says very clearly, and I looked that up because it says the reaper will take over the sower. Hold on. The reapers will overtake the sowers. Let's see. There it is. Did you see it? It popped up. There it is. That's Amos. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Amos 9 and 13. Going with King Jimmy again. Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper. That's the sower shall overtake the reaper and the treader of the grapes, him that soweth the seed. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine and all the hills shall melt. The reaper, right? Y'all see that? That the Lord, that the plowman. The plowman is the sower, the one that's preparing the ground, right? You got to prepare the ground so the seed could get in there. But it says the reaper. Right? The plowman shall overtake the reaper. The reaper is the one that's supposed to gather up the produce. It's supposed to gather up the seed. But it's saying that the days are coming, says the Lord, when one going to take over the other. You know, the last shall be first.
Right.
Right? But we're not sowing in that dimension. We're not there. Because we sow a little while and then we don't sow anymore and we lose heart and we don't understand that sowing is an ongoing occupation. You don't get to do it every now and again. You don't get to do it when you feel like it if you are a sower. What does the Bible say? That he gives seed to the sower. If you're not a sower, you're not getting seed. If you are a sower and you're not using your seed properly, then you got a problem that you need to fix. Hallelujah. Now, what did I just say? Gotta think. What did I just say? What did I say? Because I'm trying to get to that other scripture where I just said it. Oh, there it is. Thank you, Lord. He that ministereth seed. I'm not sure if that's the right one, but I'll go with that for the moment. Because it might trigger something. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 says,
"For this ministry,
who ministers seed to the sower?" Let me look at that in, let me pull that all the way up. That will be in chapter 9, right? Verse 11, 10. Let's do 10. He that ministers seed to the sower, right? Mm-hmm. Now, somebody, first of all, you got to be a sower and even for seed to be given to you. Okay? Seed comes in the form of employment. It comes in the form of business. It comes in whatever form it comes in. Okay? You can take whatever it is and you can turn it into seed as well. Okay, when you bless something, then guess what happened? It changes. It becomes no longer a part of the world system, and now it becomes a benefit for the kingdom of God. So you can change something, you know, just like in science, you have the ability to make those changes. You can change it from something that is not benefiting the kingdom, and you can cause it to be beneficial to the kingdom. So it says, now he that ministers seed to the sower. Now, who is he that does that? That would be God who does that. Okay? God is always giving us seed. And we need to recognize when we are being given seed. Even people that are homeless, because they don't understand the administration of his kingdom. They don't understand that even homeless people, even people that feel like they got nothing, have something that can be sown and brought into the kingdom to change your circumstance. We can look at 2 Kings chapter 4 and look at the widow woman where she said, all I got is some oil. But you got something. She didn't have no money. She didn't have cash. She didn't have anything but oil. But that was enough to change her circumstance for her to be able to take care of her family. So things can change. A small thing can make a change. But what you do as an administrator is that you speak to it and you tell it, you no longer belong to the kingdom of darkness, but you now belong to the kingdom of light. And what we have to understand and keep in our mind is that this world system belongs to the God of this world. He took it from Adam. Okay? He still is the God of this world. Jesus didn't do anything about that. What Jesus came to do was bring us to a place where we are no longer under the circumstances of this world. But if you don't open your mouth and declare it, if you're not educated, then you are a tongue-talking under the system of this world, Christian.
All right.
You're still under the system of this world.
Oh, no.
That's why education is so important in the kingdom and teaching his gospel, teaching it so that people can be set free, they can be healed. But on top of that, we got to do better and we got to produce what God wants us to produce. So he says, he that ministers seed to the sower. right? Both ministers bread for your food and multiplies your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to our bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints or what the saints need, but is the abundant also by many thanksgivings to God, whilst by the experiment of this administration they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the good news of Christ and for your liberal distribution, sowing your liberal seed, right? And unto all men, and by their prayer for you, which are long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Mm-hmm. He that ministers seed to the sower. He doesn't minister seed to you, and you haven't gotten into the realm of the spirit. See, don't be fooled by the world system. Stop being tricked. Okay? Into thinking that because you earn something, because you get money, that is for you to spend on yourself. It is not for us to spend on ourselves. It's to increase his awareness upon earth.
Come on.
It is up to us to bring his glory into the earth. We are supposed to bring his glory here.
Amen.
Not his example on ourselves. But we are here to be his example of his goodness. And if that's not happening, don't call yourself a sower. Don't do that, because we're not sowing.
Amen. Tell us.
We're sowing on the, you know, we're sowing in terms of, because there's nothing wrong with what we do. Don't misunderstand. There's nothing wrong with what we do in terms of sowing into our heart, because it helps people to get the word in there. Because if you got no faith, you can't get anything. Because without faith, it's impossible.
That's right.
To get the kingdom to move on your behalf.
All right.
And sometimes we say things and we just come out and say them. And that's when things happen, because that moment, you got faith in that moment of what you're speaking. And the kingdom is going to back you up. The kingdom ain't got time to figure out if you was playing around.
Mm.
That has nothing to do with that. The kingdom is about, you said it, let's do it. You have faith. Faith came behind your words. We must act.
Amen.
That's why we have to be very careful about the things that we say, and we can't say them in jest. We can't be funning around, because the kingdom don't understand joking. The kingdom is here to serve us, and if we open up our mouth and say the wrong thing, then the kingdom still got to do it.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
You remember when the guy, where the scripture is, where he was saying, you know, Lord, the first one come out the house or whatever, I'm going to sacrifice him to you, and it turned out to be his own daughter.
Mm.
He had sacrificed his own daughter. But do you think God took that as a sacrifice? He's like, you said that by your words. You justified
right.
by your words. You are condemned.
That's right.
Justification has to be with the scripture. So when you're sowing and you want to see manifestation out of the realm of the spirit, you have to have spiritual words. You can't be being cute. You can't be cute with this thing right here.
Amen.
And that's why many people do not access his government.
Thank you.
They're living in the outer courts of God. They have not entered into that holy place with God. They're not doing it. I don't care how much they shout. I don't care how much they speak. I don't care. You in the realm of the spirit when you can manifest.
That's right.
When you can manifest his holiness. When you can manifest it. That's when you in it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So I got some of my, let me see if I got some of my notes down here that God gave me, which is very, very important.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
I pray that we are okay.
I'm
here,
okay.
The administration of the seed, what our conversation is about today is administration of the seed through faith. What is stopping us? Our traditions are causing the kingdom to be ineffective in our own lives. Because we're trying to make it based on what we see. And this is not based on what we see. You think God ain't got that much sense to know that we trying to hustle him? People trying to hustle God. You think he don't know? He know. Is that how? What you think will happen based on what happened before. But God wants you in uncharted territory, right? Because what happened before, you don't need it to happen again. You need more to happen. You need to increase. What does it say? Now we're going to go to Isaiah where it says, of the increase of his government, there is no end. Seed sowing is about increase. You're not increasing, you're not a sower.
All
things
right.
Are changing, you're not a sower. Okay, let's see where we at. Where we at? Where we at? Did I say my note?
Second Corinthians?
Now checking my note. Yeah, I'm checking my note where the traditions are causing the kingdom to be ineffective. Okay? And then we're going to let the kingdom demonstrate what we want through demonstration, right? Because
amen.
God says to us, okay, I'm God to you. Give me something. Prove me. Call me on the carpet, like my husband be saying. You
that's
crazy.
Right. That's true.
You be telling God to call. I sure do. If God be God, let's get it on.
Come on.
Amen.
And that's what I feel about it. I always felt that way. Why? Because I know God can do it.
That's right.
You know, I'm not afraid to look like a fool in the presence of God. He did it.
Amen.
No, I have no problem with that.
Thank you.
And see,
Lord.
When you're sowing, here's the instruction. When you're sowing to this degree, you have to sow your seed. You have to name your seed. And you have to put money with your seed. And then guess what? You have to release your seed. You cannot be, well, one day I'm going to give the envelopes to you or I'm going to give it to you. No, you got to learn to be immediate with what is happening because the anointing is upon the seed at that moment. And if you miss the moment and the anointing at that moment, you have missed the move.
We still here.
I know you here. I'm just waiting. So I'm just doing a selah right now. Because I want you to really hear this. When God moves on your heart to sow, you must sow immediately. You can't wait and be like, I'm going to get it in a couple of days. Or you forget about it. Or you put it to another day. Can't do that. Not when the anointing is on something and you want something from God. Or he puts something on your heart because he does that too. He say, okay, Joyce, I want you to get another car. Joyce ain't thinking about another car, but God say, I want you to have another car. So all of a sudden, it's on her heart for another car. God says, I want you to get another car. So now Joyce got touch and agree with her husband on the scripture for the car. And so the seed and release it.
Amen.
I cannot hold on to the seed and think God gonna bless it because then the anointing has gone on to somebody else who's listening to do it immediately. Why is he gonna spend time with somebody he know ain't gonna do nothing but talk about sowing?
All right.
We have to learn to respond to God immediately. When he says something, you gotta go by faith. That's what faith is. Move immediately when you hear God say something right now. Amen. So here we go with Elder Gloria. She wants to do her business. And she has to sow the seed. She has to come into agreement, sow the seed, and release it. She ain't got to go hunting the business. The business is supposed to come to her. It's supposed to serve her. We got to flip this thing on its ear or its neck or whatever. Thank We're not supposed Lord. To hunt it. The kingdom Amen. Is supposed to bring it to you. But Amen. You got to understand the administration of his kingdom and move accordingly. The one thing God said was, look, do your part and leave the rest to me.
Amen.
But if you're not doing your part, what's your part? Sow the seed.
Right.
That's the part you can do. You can't make the car drop out of the sky. You can't make the house manifest. Do the part that you can do.
That's right.
And leave the rest to God.
Amen.
And you ain't got to keep praying for it because you sow the seed. And you can't see what's happening with that seed in the realm of the spirit, but God is working on it.
Amen.
Because that's what the anointing does. What does it do? Break the yoke.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So then what happens is, when you do it in this way, the kingdom has to demonstrate itself. You know, all of a sudden, when the angels are sitting back in the break room, waiting for something to do, they up and moving around because you have learned the administration of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
You have learned first the blade, then mm-hmm. the ear, then the full corn in the ear, and after that the harvest has come, and after that you put in the sickle. What is a sickle? Your tongue. You open up your mouth and claim it to be yours.
Amen.
You Glory take yourself to God. Through the whole process. That's the kingdom. That's Amen. How we're supposed to be living. We're not supposed to be worried about the world system, concerned about the world system. They got their own problems.
That's true.
What you going? What they got going on ain't my problem. Not my concern.
Thank Why? You, Lord.
I must be about the Father's business. I must advance the kingdom through knowledge of how it operates. So that somebody says, well, what must I do? Hey, be baptized, every one of you, you know.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You know. You want people to question you. You want them to want to do what you want to do.
What you, do. Yeah.
You want that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it has to be done by faith. And so the daily sowing, we talk about the daily sowing, where in the morning we're doing your sowing, and in the evening you're sowing. But that's not sowing. Those were awful. Do we have to make sure that we understand what we're doing? We're just doing stuff after a while. We just mesh everything together. And you can't do that. That's why administration comes about, because the Holy Spirit will talk to you and show you how to separate things. And what's supposed to go here, what's supposed to go there, what you're going to name this, what is this supposed to do. The Holy Spirit will help you with that. But if you're too busy, or you got it in your mind how you want to do it, then you have your reward.
Amen.
You got
this
your portion. You're not going to prosper no further than that. And if you're looking at your, you know, God, think about wherever you at, you could be further. Wherever you are.
Thank
wherever
you,
I am, I could be further.
Thank you, Jesus.
So what we're looking to see when we're sowing in this way is that that which is intangible, what does that mean? That you want that which we cannot see to be seen. In order for that to happen, it's got to be seed sown. But then when you sow the seed, you don't just, oh, I sowed the seed, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and you sit back. No. Then you can't be out here acting a fool just because you sowed the seed, because then guess what? Your seed becomes ineffective.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to be right. Righteousness is a part of seed sowing.
Amen.
You gotta have your right heart. You gotta be living right. You gotta be righteous. That's what righteousness is.
Amen.
You gotta walk in faith. You gotta believe that which he said he gonna do, he gonna do.
Amen. Sure enough.
And you have to believe that. And you, that's where you walk in faith. And Bishop was talking to me about faith because he's a faith man.
All right.
Okay. It looked like I'm falling off the wagon. He by faith, he lifts me back up and put me back in the seat.
Come on now.
Amen.
All right. Come on, that's help us one to another. Amen.
That's right. You gotta have that. You gotta understand, you gotta look at this, the word of God, and stop looking at it like it's dead on the page, because it's not. It's full of life.
It sure is.
And it's supposed to change your life, and not just your life, but change the life of others. But if you're not doing it in the correct way, don't expect for nothing to happen other than what's happening.
Thank you, Lord.
That's just bottom line. Amen.
Amen.
You know, my motivation, I want all my kids saved. I want them to do this and that. Let me get hold to a couple of $1 million and get a mansion.
All right.
You don't have to worry about what, Ma? It's out here real clear. You see what I'm saying? It's out here real clear. And they'll come out of their foolishness.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And so we think, you know, just praying and wailing under God. He's like, will you shut up and sow a seed?
Amen.
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 So we have to know, you know, some things I've told us, some things we pray and some things we say.
Amen.
And we got to start saying, but say with a seed and release it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to release that seed under the anointing of God. Now, when is the anointing most prevalent? You want me to tell you?
Six and nine.
That's when the anointing is most prevalent. Hallelujah. Why? Where was Jesus on that cross, right? Mm-hmm. From the sixth to the ninth hour. We could go all day because we know about the hours of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the times when court is in session.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the time when you can bring your petition before God. We like to bring petitions because we're begging.
Mm-hmm.
See, but that's when court is open. And sometimes when you're in the courtroom, there's negotiations going on the side. And you ain't got to come to the judge. All the judge got to do is sign off on the agreement.
Right.
But if you don't do it at the right time, the judge be done went to lunch. Going home for the day. We used to have a judge over here. Matter of fact, we have court over here in this little town after the judge get off his day job. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to look at the administration of our government, our kingdom that God has given to us. It operates similar. This is where they got the court system from, God. What do you think the outer court is?
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, I'm going to leave that right there.
Thank you, Jesus.
What do you think the inner court is? What do you think the Holy of Holies is?
Come on now.
That's what it is. It's trying to show you by demonstration, like in the Old Testament. That was just so you can visually see what happens in the realm of the Spirit. But we like, out of court. He's an out of court Christian. You don't even know what that means. That people are in the outer court waiting to be received. You can't go further until you are received into the inner court. You can't just walk around the courtroom and go wherever you want to go. Some doors are locked. You can't just walk in every room in the courthouse.
Right.
You can't just walk up in God's court, you know, with a lollipop in your mouth talking about Jesus. Look, here's my problem.
Come on.
This is what I need you to do. You can't do that.
No, you can't.
But we can't. We don't look at the picture. That picture that we see in our Old Testament, don't negate that. Don't put that to the side like it. You need that. So you can understand the way of the Spirit. You can understand the way the kingdom operates. But the Church of Jesus Christ, because the enemy got in there, and he wants us to think that doesn't apply. Because you're under the law. You better be under the doggone law if you want this system to work. You better be a part of his kingdom. You think God's system, his kingdom ain't full of laws? Principles? That doesn't even make sense. But we have this thing in us that, you know what? I'm free. The church is in me. I do whatever I want. You know, tell me that lie. The church ain't in you either.
Mm-mm.
All of that stuff that the enemy has been able to bring into the church.
Come on.
Into God's church. And people just walking around just saying whatever. Keeping unto themselves teachers. Having itching ears to hear what's going to make them comfortable.
That's right.
And God didn't call us to be comfortable.
No, he didn't.
But I'm gonna stop right now.
That's all right.
I'm going to stop right there.
It's good.
I'm not going to go no further. We'd look into this even more because we're going to get this. We're going to get this.
All right.
So we're going to look into it further from week to week. And that's why I say you have to understand continuity of what God is trying to get across. If you ain't got it, your butt needs to keep sitting here every week until you get it.
All right.
Because you can't tell it to nobody until it's coming and working through you. He want to work through us. He wants people coming to the kingdom. He wants them.
Okay.
So we got to find some candidates. God got to find some that are willing.
That's right.
That's why he said, whosoever will.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Let me look at my thing here, because I don't see nobody. Let me see. Where am I at? Oh, here I am. Okay, praise the Lord. All right. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this time that we were in your presence. Lord. We thank you for your holy word that's coming forth, Father. Not just that your word is coming forth, but show us that this is your word, your truth. This is the way you're looking for things to be handled, Lord. Teach us your way. Teach us how to obey you. Let the people of God hear you speak to them, Lord God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know Bishop was like, had some things about faith, and he was smacking me upside my head over the weekend, so. And I tell you, every time I get off the thing, he put me back up on the horse, you know.
That's all right.
Amen.
That's what we're supposed
Hallelujah.
To do.
Hallelujah. So, I pray that this is helpful to us. You know what I mean? It's helpful to us.
Yes, it is.
You know, you got to stop letting things circle through your mind and let them circle through your heart.
Amen.
You know, don't let, because the enemy be messing with you up here. And trying to say, well, I don't know about that. Ain't nobody got time for that. You need to bypass your head and say, Jesus,
right?
That's right.
Bypass your head, you know. Stop letting your head run your life, because it ain't going to take you nowhere.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Where you at, Elder? Because I know she's just like popcorn over there. Where you at? Look at her just grinning. Huh? What'd you say?
No, I say I'm here.
Okay.
Amen.
What you got, Pastor Joyce?
I'm right here. I'm listening.
Yeah, somebody say so.
You know, one thing that, I didn't know you were waiting for.
I didn't know that either.
One thing I like when you talk about how we have to be in the realm of the Spirit, you know. And to get this, you got to be in the realm of the Spirit. You can't get it with your natural mind.
No, you can't.
You know, and, you know, just all the things that the tools you're giving us, you know, And I thank God for that, you know, because when you tap into God, you've got to tap it through the spirit. You can't do it your natural self. So that was one thing that really stuck out to me, you know, that we have to be in that place of the spirit. We have to begin to talk in that place of the spirit, you know, to get that connection. And it was one more thing I had. And, you know, going with transforming your mind, you know, because this all goes together. Mm-hmm. Transforming your mind into the mind of Christ, you know, transform. You got to get rid of this natural level, mm-hmm. you know, because if you don't transform, that's the first thing, transforming your mind.
Right.
Get away from that natural place, because you have to see it in the spirit, because you can't see it in the natural. It's not going to make sense to you. So, you know, what you were talking about, transforming your mind to the kingdom, not to this earth,
right?
Kingdom. And that's what it's going to take to get this, that the sowing aspect of it, you know, is transforming your mind, because the natural mind don't understand it. So you have to see it through the spiritual mind.
Amen. Awesome.
And also, when you had talked about we trying to serve ourselves, but we supposed to be letting the kingdom serve us through the sowing. Mm-hmm. And so I got that, and that was very, very powerful to me, because a lot of times we do try to make it happen ourselves, but we got to learn that the power, as you was letting us know, it ain't in us, okay? Right. So without Christ, we are nothing. Without Christ, we can't do nothing. So we have to get in touch with the kingdom, so that not only that, to get in the spirit,
right,
to speak unto the things that is eternal versus the things that are temporal. Right. And a lot of times that's what we deal with. We deal with the temporal versus the eternal. So go ahead, Jan, okay? Because you really spoke good, okay? And I thank God for that. You know, and it is so very powerful when we say that we are helpers one to another, okay? And it doesn't have nothing to do with our positions that we are in. You know, we are all a part of the kingdom, you know, and when I look at that, we are all children in the sight of God, okay? And children, they help one another. They kind to one another, you know? They generous. They peaceable with one another, you know? And so I thank you for the words of life that you have given us today, you know? And as, you know, the song say, march on, soldier, march on. Amen.
Amen. We have to, you know, you gotta, like, when you just, you know, like I'm always saying, when you finish up here in your week, you have to sit down with God.
Yes.
With your word. You have to sit down with God. Let the Holy Spirit talk to you and let him show you how he wants you to access his kingdom, how he wants you in perfect health, how he wants you to, how do I access my health?
Right.
Jesus,
amen.
You died for my health. How do I access it? You died for my wealth. How do I access it?
Yes.
There's some way to access this, or it's
glory,
just not happening.
Glory, glory.
How
yes,
do I
Lord.
Access? It's that seed that we access is. That's how we do it.
Amen.
It's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. But we have to, now that we know them, we got to grow them. You know, you don't sow, you don't grow.
Amen.
That's just that simple. But you know, because it's like Jesus died for your sin. Yeah, This guy for your health. Why ain't healthy? This guy for my, why ain't rich? There's something else I need to do. Because he perfect.
And God, you know, a lot of times, what you saying is so true, because when we pray, a lot of times, do we ask God, how do I access for my health? Or
right.
Well, I say me. I won't put it on nobody else, okay?
Right.
But it's true. When we do pray, we do pray. But do we ever really say that? Well, Lord, how do I access for my health or my wealth or for this or for that? The things that, you know, we are going through. So, you know, that's real powerful in itself, too. Because a lot of times we do pray what the word say, but all these things are the part of the word as well.
Right. That's right. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And so, you know, us, when we was talking on Friday, it was kind of like, you know, you get to a point and it took you all this time to get here. Then the devil want to mess with your mind about how you got there.
Right.
Why it took you so long to get there.
Okay.
Don't worry about all that. I'm here now. I'm right here.
Amen.
But those are the things that, you know, try to come against you.
Yeah.
To stop, to polarize you. To stop you from moving forward. To accessing what he wants you to access.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then you have, like, the, not just the world, but the children of the kingdom. When these pastors and things do access, which they should be showing other people to, but when they access, then everybody mad. Why they living in this house? And why they doing this? And why they doing that? You could do it too.
Amen.
But your heart got to be in the right place for any of this to work.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
You know? And so being that when you, whatever it is, going forward, bless it. And that's what transfers it into the kingdom. You have to realize that we are not under the world system at all.
Amen.
But we got a right to change it. We can change it. And it's like, just because it don't turn, just because a white puppy don't turn pink in front of you, don't mean that the puppy ain't pink when you just said it was pink.
Right.
That's true.
That's why you got to believe. That's where the faith comes in at. Got to have faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So, hey, Sean, you got your little clean dogs now, huh?
I see the dog in the background.
There's three of them back there. Yeah, I like my new groomer, too.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's good.
That's
okay, awesome.
Let me go on mute.
Because you're over there squeaky sweet, right?
That's your dog.
Oh, is that my dog? They always say it when you act up, right? But anyway. I transfer his butt to the kingdom. You belong to the kingdom. I'm sending everything over to the kingdom.
Amen.
You know?
Okay.
That's right. That's right. And I'm seeing it. I'm, you know, ain't nothing wrong with, you know, like they'll say, well, not having, you don't want cars and you don't. Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
don't deny yourself
true.
What God wants you to have.
Come
if
on.
You got 10 cars in your yard and they all paid for it, that's your business.
Okay.
Because God said he wants us to have everything that we want. Not
that's
just what
right.
we need.
He said
we be shying away from stuff.
That's
go
right.
get your stuff. Amen.
Amen.
Shoot. Don't get me fired up. I'm already fired up. I'm not going to get in no more trouble with Jesus as far as knowing this system. And not just going for it, you know, because I spent so much time trying to get that across to people and they would reject it. You know what I mean? And I'm not doing that no more. You can say, well, you know, all they thinking about is money. You can say whatever you want to say. But as for me in this house, because I can only speak for myself.
All right.
I'm going in.
Me too.
You know, that's all I can say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All I'm going to say is I'll see you next week. I'm going to be here.
Amen.
That's what I'm going to be.
I don't.
But even in one thing, I like that you said, the kingdom is sacrifice. You know, and sometimes we think that, and I appreciate, Apostle, your honesty, you know, with even your experience that you have, you know, been through, because, you know, we all can relate on some level. You know, it affects everybody differently, but we all got here, you know, not always with a smile on our face, you know, but we were willing, you know, we had the mind to be willing, you know, and to be open to even what you may not understand, and to get the heart in the right condition that it needs to be, even to be at this point that we are, you know. And so I thank you even for your transparency, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we got to be, you know, together, and we got to be this way, but understanding that this right here, it requires a lot. It requires a lot. And, you know, everyone said things, you know, that I would just reiterate, but just understanding this right here, this is on a whole new level, you know, and getting me in that spirit realm, and not being afraid on no level, because I understand, you know, some things, and, you know, you even said it a little bit, you touched on it, about running away from the things you know God got, you know he's able to do, you know, and, well, I don't want to appear, you know, but that's a trick of the enemy, you know, and I am no longer going to let the enemy dictate what belongs to me, and not apologize for those things, you know. So I thank you. I bless you. I bless each and every one that is here, you know, because I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
You know what got me? I got too. But what got me?
You get what got me?
Is that Shane people around the couch?
Yeah.
Tell you what got me, y'all, was when God said about the courts.
Right.
That got me. That did something to me. That broke something off of me right there. Right. Because it took the whole concept to another level for me.
Right.
That outer court situation, that inner court situation, and that most holy spot where the judge is.
Right.
It did it for me. So, you know, I didn't think I know where to fall, because I'm in this chair. But that got me right there. When you think about all of those things that we see in the Testament, it's meant for us to understand it, but it's like it's hidden like behind something. But it's crazy, because what God did was he tore the veil so you could see, but we still don't see.
Right.
That's what's so, oh my goodness, the veil was rent so you could see, and yet we don't see. That's powerful. I'm waiting for the moderator to moderate me.
I'm waiting for y'all to chill.
Okay. Elder got something.
Go for it, Elder.
Because I'm full over here. I mean, all I'm right. One second from bawling over here. Okay. I'm telling you.
The Spirit is saying, speak what God has given you to speak. And those that want to receive is going to hear it by the Spirit. The word says, hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And I command you to continue to speak, for I am giving you the mysteries to open up heaven.
Oh my gosh.
For my people have suffered so long. They have prayed and they must speak it, and you must continue to speak it. For I am opening up the mysteries. I am opening up the mystery for those who are ready to walk into my kingdom, to walk into the beauty of my glory. For I have called you, and I have called many, and I will give them the desires of my heart. For if you continue to hear what the Spirit is saying, and I command you to continue, Jan, continue to speak those words that I have given you. For those that will receive. Those that hear will hear. This is not for everybody. This is for those that have ears that will hear by the Spirit, not in the flesh, but by the Spirit. And I will bless those that walk into my kingdom beyond this world, be in the world, but not of the world. For you are in the kingdom, even on earth. Yes, and you yes. must walk in my kingdom here while you are here. And I, the Lord your God, the Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega,
Jesus.
The beginning and the end, for I will open up things beyond what you can imagine, but you must walk in my Spirit. You must speak in my Spirit. You must be in my Spirit, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Did anyone else want to share?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we want to just thank Apostle for that awesome teaching.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We must know that based on what's being taught to us, it states that we must understand the seed and its purpose. Amen. The lesson that we've been hearing this morning is talking about the seed, sowing the seed in faith.
Yes.
And that in doing so, we cannot allow the enemy to cause us to be fearful. And that prophetic word Elder just gets already removed the seed blocker. Amen. The blocker of the seed. Amen.
And amen.
We recall in the teaching that Apostle mentioned that you can't joke around with the sowing. You cannot joke around. Because he remembered the individual that made a sin vow, he wound up killing his own daughter. He never meant for that to happen. Amen?
Amen.
All right. If there be no more sharing concerning the teaching, I'm just going to pray us out.
Yes, Lord.
And I speak firmly concerning the word in addition to Elder, to let us all know that the anointing is upon us.
Yes.
The anointing is upon the seed.
Yes. Amen.
And I believe that the apostolic prophetic anointing is causing the kingdom to come near to us. Amen. And that when I say to us, those that are connected to us, and specifically the Logos Fellowship Ministry Training Centers, occupants, amen. Those of us who are connected, and then we believe in worshiping God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
God will continue to lead us forward. He will continue to direct our seed. Amen. He will continue to oversee us so that we will have an understanding of how to sow the seed as we're being taught. And to name the seed. Amen. And the things that we want, we should go see them. Go look at it. If you look at it by dream or if you look at it through a vision, call it what it is and decree and declare it. And believe that God wants you to have this.
Yes. Because
everything that you desire of the Lord has already been put in place. We must stand on it and believe it.
Amen.
And Jesus became the seed. Jesus was the seed that was given to us.
That's right. Yes.
He produced a great harvest. We are part of that harvest. And now we are to sow the seed. Each of us who are present here, if we have never, ever in our life led somebody to Christ. And when I say to Christ, led someone into the anointing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we need to study so that we will be able to share the word of God with others as we encounter them on our daily walk.
Amen.
We will be able to minister to them, to let them know that we are the children of God.
Oh,
and
yes.
We are here to advance his holy kingdom. And in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I speak that word, I decree it, and I sow.
Amen. On that word.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't help myself because I believe that those trillions of cells that are in our body,
yes,
must line up right now in Jesus' name. Create calls to healing to the body.
Oh, yes.
Physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Oh, yes.
In the way that God created it to be. A healthy, holy body.
Yes, Lord.
That our minds also will be cleansed.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Separated unto God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Hallelujah. Lord.
We will continue to walk by faith.
Yes.
And build ourselves up. Build ourselves up in our most holy faith.
Oh, yes.
I speak in his word.
Yes, Lord.
And I call for the Holy Spirit to come upon those who have not experienced it verbally to speak in their heavenly language because it is there.
Yes, Lord.
We cannot make jokes about speaking in tongues.
Yes,
we cannot
Lord.
Make jokes about speaking in our heavenly language.
Oh, God.
Even if we have to go into our private closet and allow the Holy Spirit to just get all over us.
Yes, Lord.
And we will speak in our heavenly language.
Oh, yes.
And that way we are speaking directly to God.
Yes, Lord.
We may not understand what we're saying, but he does.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
God bless each one of you, strengthen you, and continue to go forth, and have a blessed, prosperous day.
Oh, yes, you too.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What's the name of the ministry? Let me write that down.
Say it again, hon.
What's the name of the ministry?
Whole Truth Ministry.
Whole Truth.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
I just wanted to write that down.
Thank you,
I wanted to let you know that we were we're going to be praying for that ministry.
Oh yes, yes.
But we also sow. See,
yes.
What he's talking about, the things that we're talking about, praying your Holy Ghost, but give up some money.
Yes, right.
And you got to release it. It's like whatever we're doing, we have to release with it. We have to let go. Because that's a kingdom principle. When you, when you let go, then you receive, you know?
Yes.
Amen. I think it's better to, when he says better to just give than to receive, right?
That's right. You know what he said?
Yeah.
Part of the word.
We have to think about that, you know? And don't let nobody deter you from what's being, what God is saying today.
Yeah.
We have to do it that way. Because the anointing is on this moment.
Yes.
Remember that.
Amen. You know?
And for Whole Truth Ministries, we speak of an increase to Whole Truth Ministries.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. That,
in the name
that God would send workers. He would send workers
to
the ministry that will agree with the vision that God has given to you.
Yes,
that will undergird you, that you will have intercessors that know how to pray and to help, to encourage and lift up the ministry, that they will open and they come in with some money in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Don't come in with a word. You ain't got no cash.
Amen. I'm agreeing with you. Amen.
See, that's how you determine if people are with you by, you know, you got to be able, you got to put your strength with my strength. You can talk that yang yang all day. Where you money?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It was just good. Amen. See you on Friday, 11 o'clock sharp.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't be late.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
And looking all funny like she don't know. She... Don't know what I'm talking about. It's okay.
Don't need to know. That's
a workout, folks. Cause I know she be late all the time. So I'm just, I'm like Bishop now. I'm decreeing that she gonna be on time, 11 o'clock. Okay.
It don't be me. See, that's the thing. It's not me. It's him.
Okay. All right, standing, y'all.
I'm standing in the background fussing all the time.
Okay.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Y'all be here on time. That's all. That's all got to say, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All
We start, now, right now. If we start out right now, we'll be there.
Okay.
Friday.
All right. Love y'all. Right. I'm getting off.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
That's you.
Hey, Serenity, how you doing? Good. Good. How's every little thing?
Good.